That isn't the real intro. We still got 20 seconds or so to kill.
I was going to say, like, it sounded all quiet and ish.
Yeah. That was feeding through automation. For some reason, the Simian set up to actually play the automated stored episode at like 2:59:30. So we kind of just sit around and wait till 3, and then I'll kill the mics in like 5 more seconds. And 5, 4, 3, yeah. Back in a moment. What were you sassing up with?
I didn't say anything.
The mics were off. I heard you mouth something.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
What?
Will heard me.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, good.
I'm deaf. What'd you say?
Don't worry about it.
She it pointed at your pants and then just opened her mouth wide.
It was amazing.
It was like a lamprey. Just like, ah! You know those mega sharks that could eat the entire ocean? The prehistoric ones? That's what she did.
I'm
going to
be distracted by these goddamn headphones.
Yeah, I know. Mine is the right
side. Just pull them off then.
No, I like
this. This isn't a condom. I need some protection in this situation.
Other
John might disagree with you on that.
Oh, we.
What, did you get someone pregnant?
No.
You get her pregnant? Why don't you get her pregnant then?
He just bought stock in Plan B, that's all.
Did you really?
No, I think that would be brilliant, though.
Why?
There's a
coat
Plan
hangers
B.
And. Kicks the stomach or free.
Someone went back in time and
okay, 30 seconds. It took 30 seconds for him to piss me off.
You're fine. You've
positioning
never
positioning a woman at the top of a staircase costs nada.
Gravity is free.
You're disgusting.
You've never been kicked
Did
in the stomach.
Relax. Gravity is free.
It is. Sir Isaac Newton, after the apple hit him on the head, he's like, I'm going to use this to kill a baby.
Folks, this is why I don't do the show with more than one of them.
Like, it
time.
Fell down, and there was a worm inside the apple, and it crawled out and died. And he was like, this gives me an idea. I'm going to kill some bastards. All right, you are listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I've got, I guess, the equivalent of a full studio by my standards lately. Back up to 2 guests.
Well, considering there's only 3 pairs of headphones in here.
Oh, really? I can do it raw, dog. I don't need the headphones. Do you want mine? They're good. I'm telling you right now, I'll flip off with you if it's that big a deal.
I wish it was just stay mono now, but now the right channel, this guy's like...
Because you look like an animal that's had surgery and it's picking at the sutures. And
oh,
I'm sitting there
too.
Like, don't do that. You don't know what you're screwing with. You're a dumb dog. And you're just like...
Dude, I'd do that. I'm like goddamn Natalie Portman in Black Swan. Like,
just
I scratch myself till I bleed.
Well, let's do the intros. And we can headphone swap if you want. I don't care. I don't
need...
All right,
let me try condomless. Hold on.
It's not a big deal.
But then I don't know how loud I am. Why can't we use the speaker?
Well, you're not like a deaf person. You can pretty much tell. Just do it like Luke. Use the force, man. You'll be fine.
All right.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. So far, so good. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. That's done as well. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. You're like, why do I go there? I'm listening to you now. Well, if you're listening to me now, it doesn't really do anything for my website's rankings or the show rankings on iTunes. It does nothing.
Literally. Watch you put up child pornography then. It's a big money maker.
Lord help me.
Leave them little boys alone.
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. You
keep
go there.
Keep your fingers out their butthole.
Every Monday, every Thursday, there's like a little toddler right behind you just staring in. You can hear your every word.
Who's also...
Stop
this
it.
This all feeds right outside, Will.
Will.
Literally, you're just saying that to the world.
You're going to get jumped afterwards.
The racist one is the one with the beard and glasses and curly hair. And the Homer Simpson.
He's the one that said all those
Sideshow
things.
Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob.
Shout out.
So, your friend.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you got her pregnant?
No, I
based
did not.
Based on what you said earlier in Facebook, that's what
I did not blow a wad inside Sideshow Bob. And I won't say anything about her mores either, because apparently she's listening right now and she's friends with Veronica.
Aw, yay.
And Veronica seems to think that I love calling her a dirty slut and all her friends dirty sluts. And I do, but not behind the mic. And that's what makes me a good friend.
I hate you.
I love you. So, let's get all
and
the
that
intros
just sums
done.
Up our relationship for the last 5 years.
The website has a new show every Monday and every Thursday, hour long. I think I'm off the porn filters now. You might be able to download me at work. If not, be a human being, have a cell phone that downloads things. I don't even, anytime I hear I was blocked at work from seeing your site, I'm like, what are you doing? Do you have like a Nokia? Do you have to press three times to get the letter C to text? What the hell?
Ronnie J says she has a phone ban where she works.
Well, yeah. You probably hop on their Wi-Fi. Or you're saying you're not allowed to use the phone.
No, no cell phones at all back in our office space.
But is that like a security thing or they're just being dicks?
No, okay. It's security. It's a classified space, so.
So if you have a boring job, and trust me, most of you do, just use your phone.
Hey, why don't you send an announcement out to the hallway that this isn't a movie theater?
Oh.
It's time to pipe down.
And they shouldn't like see someone spring up and be like, oh, ass! Look out behind you!
Oh, you're going to die!
Now they're screaming and looking at us because we're the ones making the scene. So I should just start screaming, shut up, over and over. Show's website.
You
want us
see.
Via Twitter? Because who wouldn't want to talk to these fine people via Twitter? We're obviously so enlightening and good for the soul, nourishing. We're like a quinoa for the spirit, a superfood, if
Full
you will.
Full of protein.
Yes, so very good. I'm at Papa's Basement. Veronica, you're not on Twitter. But
no,
you can just,
I do not tweet.
You can like go to John Papagiorgio's friends and find Veronica Johnson. I'm trying to make your stalking pretty easy.
Thanks.
Has anyone ever actually done that?
A couple.
Yeah.
Who, Doug?
No, not Doug.
Oh.
Well, that's my buddy.
Well, Doug, yeah, she actually knows. There's a couple other people.
Who?
Yeah.
I need a name.
No, I'm
You
not,
wouldn't
I'm
know.
So not telling you.
Is it the heavy breather guy?
Which what? One's the heavy breather?
I don't know. Wasn't there some guy I used to call in that you thought was Squire?
Oh,
I have a little bit of a crush on Squire.
Oh,
he sucked the wrinkles out his nutsack.
Oh my God,
real
you're
voices.
So gross.
Real voices. You can. You're not Don Imus. You can say bad things using your real voice.
No,
you don't need the Tracy Morgan character.
Oh my God,
Will over here. He'll tweet
two Twitter accounts.
He'll tweet in the same voice that he's been talking. It's very interesting to see.
Why don't you stop on his yam bag like you're putting out a cigarette?
He uses something beyond caps lock to convey the power of that. It's at Billy Basil is your kind of personal account. And
yeah, that's the one where you can get this racist, homophobic gold that's spewing out of my mouth now.
And then at Gray Sky Eternal
just banned stuff.
Yeah, just banned stuff where he pretends to be okay with people that don't look exactly like him. When did you move into I'm white from being we're not white people, really?
Oh, wait, what?
Well, no.
I'm tired. I went to bed at 7 in the morning.
You're disgusting.
Slow.
We're not on Vegas time. When I'm just shocked that you're going full Kumia instead of being
vampire?
Like... No.
Oh, no. I don't consider myself white.
Okay.
I'm not like this devil.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I'm a devil?
Yeah. We don't fit in with Veronica Johnson and those blue
then
eyes.
If you're not white, then what are you?
We're
I'm
kind of ambiguous.
Sure
fit in with nothing.
You would check Caucasian on that.
I do, but
I check other.
But so do the people that crashed into the 9/11 buildings. Like, that's that census is a little constricting.
Aren't they other?
Yeah.
No, they're Caucasian.
What?
No, they're not.
Absolutely.
They absolutely are not.
Absolutely. They're supposed to. The Middle Easterners check Caucasian.
Don't they have their own little box?
There's Middle Eastern.
Read the description of Caucasian on the census. It includes them.
There's got to be. Isn't it like African / Middle Eastern / Asian? Like just all brown gets one box?
No. We're not in old-timey times where it's like, those you can mate with, those you can't.
It's just white and other.
Yeah.
Two options.
White and animal.
Jesus.
Livestock. What? I'm saying the country's come a long way. We had a bleak past.
What are you looking at? Like scores of a football game that hasn't
happened
yet?
No, someone's been listening to us on the actual channel. Old school style.
Ooh.
Doug just sent me a picture.
Oh, God.
My buddy Douglas. Doug.
Good Doug. Good Doug. All right,
smart
let's get the show rolling. It's been a lot of jibber-jabber.
Yeah, because that's not what this is about.
Well, it is. You just buy time, and then at 55 mark, you go, oh, and
we have
next
topics.
Show, we're going to do so much more.
He makes it seem like the show is the most painful thing in the
it's
world.
It's great.
It is for me, in the middle of the goddamn day off. Ugh. Can't do anything before, can't do anything after.
It's 1 hour.
Yeah, but I have to travel, so it's another hour.
Oh, no.
I travel, too. I don't teleport here. This isn't Jetsons. I don't have Rosie in a flying car with my daughter that I want to bang. The silver
hair. That's so gross.
Why does the...
I wanted to bang the mom when I was a kid.
Jane, his wife.
You would.
Judy, while Elroy watched and fapped. Elroy, that little cuck. His little green overalls just pulled down in the front.
When he cranks, it makes that noise when the cars go forward.
And then he finishes and Astro just runs in and starts laughing it up.
So you guys have seen the Jetsons recently?
No, that's probably memories from like when I was 8. I don't know. I just recall things.
Because I didn't do drugs back then.
Yeah, don't so you it's remember like a song?
I remember everything up to age 12, and then it's like
just a huge black hole.
Yeah, it's 12 to
you're
25
like, I think
is missing.
3 years into this, I purchased a Marilyn Manson album, and I don't recall much else. No, the intro song gives all the characters names. His boy Elroy, Jane, his wife. I just remember Judy, because I wanted to screw Judy. And even as a kid, I wondered if she had great pubes, too.
You wanted to screw a cartoon.
She wasn't gray. She was a platinum blonde.
Yeah. She was like silver.
Did you want to grab her sideways ponytail and make her go?
You really thought when you were a little kid, I want a piece of that cartoon?
Yeah, like, you had crushes really? On cartoons.
And Jessica Rabbit?
Seriously?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You're serious right now.
Dude.
Yeah, they're like
you
representations
fitty talk
of great...
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah. I would kill, like, I would. I would bang a poster on the wall of Jessica Rabbit more than a lot of women.
Seriously.
Dude, she's got like great. Ridiculous cans. Blood red hair, tiny waist, big hips.
The only cartoon character as hot as Jessica Rabbit is Lana from Archer.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of give the nod to Lana just because the chick who voices her, what's her face? I don't remember.
Aisha Tyler?
Yeah, Aisha Tyler. She's still pretty good looking, although she's getting a little weird in the dome, whereas Kathleen Turner is an effing man now, and it ruins Jessica Rabbit for me.
I don't even know who voiced her.
Yeah, Kathleen Turner. He used to be really like, kind of sexy in the War of the Roses, like a little small up top, but whatever. Had a bit of a presentation. And now she was on, after that, she got so big and gravelly voiced that she wound up on Friends playing Matthew Perry's dad, who became a transgender.
Oh, ew.
Seriously?
I didn't realize
yeah, she's that manly. And then she wound up on Californication trying to screw Runkle, the little bald Jew from, Sex and the City, that had the Chinaman daughter. With Charlotte.
The singer Harry. Disturbed. Harry.
Yeah, and the whole shtick was...
Howie Mandel Disturbed singer.
Runkle, yeah, exactly. Just that one bald Jewish face. It's all three of them are kind of the same thing. Just
he does look like
plus
Howie
or
Mandel.
Minus 20 pounds.
And
no, it's
David
literally...
Draymond.
Yeah, it's just take Howie Mandel, put on 10 pounds, you have Dave Draymond, or 20 pounds, and then put on like 30 more.
Pierce his lip twice.
Yeah, and you have Runkle. So Runkle, the whole shtick was this girl was so ugly. A chick who was a sex object. Sexy enough that she voiced... Jessica Rabbit, sexy enough that she was like a piece of ass in all these 80s movies. Like
Liz
Body
Taylor
Heat.
Taylor was a sex object too. She ended up looking like the Georgetown Hoyas mascot at the end.
Yeah, like at 70.
Like, how did her head get that
Kathleen
big?
Kathleen Turner is like 50 something, maybe. Oh. Like, she went from like hot at 30 to tire fire at 50.
It's not like women do that in real life.
It's just
anything.
The biggest cautionary tale ever. If you have a friend who's getting married and you don't want him to, just send him Californication season 3 and Body Heat and be like, this, 20 years, this. And he'll walk out and he'll go, thank you. I almost did something very horrible to my life. Then you got to pay
and
for
then
a couple.
He's going to remember that you wanted to bang a cartoon and get over it and get married and live happily.
Didn't you want
to
screw like the big princes from the Disney movies?
No.
Well, you're a girl, so like your
fantasies
are dumb.
No, I wanted to wear big pretty dresses and be a princess. I did not want to bang the princess.
I wanted to bang Ariel.
What?
Yeah, Ariel's really hot.
Yeah.
Cinder, you could work something out.
No, you wouldn't. You'd get scraped by her scales.
You just push them aside. You don't think she has like a fish vagina hidden in there?
My God.
No, again, you can maybe flip up those seashells and that's about it.
She's got a fish butthole too. It's just hidden in there.
No,
she has an excretory
system. Seashell bra.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know. She had some good cans. I wanted to screw Ariel.
You're on your own with that one.
What? Oh, you're weird. Ariel was great.
She's half fish.
So what? She got the mouth. She got hands. She could probably give you a great flipper job. You just need friction and, like, force of will, and anything can happen sexually. Ariel was good. Snow White was a little tame. Cinderella, I would have put stones to.
They're all like the same drawing.
Dude, this is
though.
Disturbing.
No.
Yeah, they all have the same face with different hair.
There's slight
Ariel,
nuances.
Belle.
Or like,
I wouldn't have done Mulan, but I'm not that into Asian broads. So that.
What about
confused.
Princess Jasmine?
If you wouldn't have screwed Jasmine, you're a liar. I know you wouldn't have gone with Aladdin because he's a filthy brown person and you don't like that.
John,
what? You like the Prince Charming types? Like the
No, I like the G.I. Joe types.
That's the same thing.
No.
They had to, back in those days, you had to do military service to be in the, the royalty or whatever.
I'm just saying. I would do a little Prince Harry. I'm not going to lie.
Which one's Harry? The
spare? Oh, my God. Seriously?
No, what, like which the one's, in real life?
Which one's the bald one and which one's the obvious bastard ginger?
How do you
ginger?
Not know this?
I guess I have a Who's the dick Nazi? And I look at porn.
Just narrow that down.
I don't look at this stuff.
Is Harry the Nazi?
Yeah. The one who dressed up like a Nazi.
He's the ginger, the bastard.
Well, they're both gingers.
He's not a
they?
Bastard.
He's obviously a bastard. He looks like the riding instructor.
Go look
or
at Diana's brother. She didn't start banging the riding instructor until after Harry was born.
I don't even
go
keep up with this crap, but I know he's a little bastard.
A book. No, he's not.
Fine.
I don't care.
I don't care. I would still get a really pretty tiara. So, what up, Harry?
I guess chicks are still into that after all these years because it always. Didn't it weird you out that girls were into the royal wedding? Did you get a sense, Will, that like, oh, Veronica, you can say this too. Did you want to be in that position even though Prince William, like, that's the other one, right?
Yes. Yeah.
William, okay. He's really starting, like, he needs to do the head shave.
I think he's
really...
so cute.
See,
I
think
like
if you met...
bald guys, though. I don't care. Dude,
no, I
he's
going
to be the king of England. Like, who? I'm
and
pretty
I think
sure
hair
he
is fine.
That.
Don't go down the middle. It's like I can do salmon, I can do steak. I don't want them on top of each other. Like pick something.
It doesn't bother me. Yeah, I think he's gorgeous.
Even though it's like halfway
it's
gone.
Got like horse
I don't care.
Yeah, that
oh,
too.
Oh, he's so cute.
Wow.
I love him.
But see, I didn't think like his wife or her sister were.
Oh, I'd
like
to bang the wife.
Oh, I think they're both pretty girls.
I'd like
I
to
don't
bang
think
the wife.
They're
not
like,
drop dead hot, but they're pretty tastefully good looking.
Why wouldn't you marry like Jordan from Page Three if you're the Prince of England?
Just banging this.
Seriously?
Huge
seriously?
That's what I would do.
Oh, I'm
just
not
Katie
even
Price,
comment.
The biggest slag in all of the UK.
Slaggle.
Would you take that girl home to meet your mother?
The
don't
ref,
answer that.
The queen,
would
mom.
You take that woman to meet your mother?
Yeah, you should see what we bring
oh,
home sometimes.
God, your
me,
poor
I'm
mother.
Worse than you. I don't care. I don't think like introducing someone to my mom's a big deal.
Well, it depends if you're like, this is my girlfriend, or if it's like, hey, entertain her while I use the head.
Well, no, it's just like
I got to be running a little light because I'll be making love later.
See, I don't like labels. I'm just like, hey, this is such and such. About introducing her with her name.
Yeah, and then our mom, who's just
well,
wishes one
her,
of us had
I
a normal life,
to
has to talk to them and be like, I know you're a dirty whore, but I'm okay with that as long as this works out and I have some semblance of a grandkid. And
I don't know. I think she's liked. I don't know. Maybe she hates everyone I've introduced her to.
Which ones have you introduced? I can tell you.
well, it's, I mean, I don't know. Going way the hell back. Everyone,
sure.
Pretty much.
Why go through the show prep? I like just having a talk. And then we look up, it's 3:45.
Dawn. She likes Dawn.
She likes Dawn. She actually likes Dawn.
She, I don't know. I think she doesn't really like Allison.
She's okay with Allison.
Is
she's,
Allison the current one?
No. These are all just kind of people Will brings in and out who stay like my friends. And he just every so often hooks up with them. It's a weird dynamic.
Ugh, yeah, really? I'm a mess.
You are a mess.
My
well, it's weird
life.
Because they enter the family almost like sisters. You know
that's
what I mean? Like
gross.
Almost other kids. Yeah, well, he's Greeking it up and sleeping with the family. So I'm just like, oh, hey, what's up? And because it's not a standard dynamic you would have with just a girlfriend that's brought in. It's something you would, it's a casualness because Dawn and Allison are a little bit older than us, too. So it's almost the feeling you would get with someone who's like married into the family 10 years where it's like, oh, it's like my friggin' sister. You know
so you're
I mean?
Banging your sister.
Yeah, so it's just weird that it's like
yeah,
he's
that is
casual with them to that point, yet we have that dynamic. Like, I feel that closeness with them. Like, it's not an attraction thing. I'm not trying to do them.
They're
really
just your
like
buddies.
Your family friends. Yeah. It's a weird thing. She hated the little whore. Whatever.
Maureen?
Yeah, Maureen is a dirty piece of ass.
Oh,
though.
I've
I hated
heard Maureen
her too.
Before. Then why were you with her?
It was like his first constant lay.
I didn't know to like not trust women at that point. I was like 22, 23.
Why can you not trust women? Why shouldn't you trust women?
Because they're all lying whores.
No. No, they're not.
I would just say don't trust people.
No,
or
they're not.
It's we. It boils down to simply.
I think birds of a feather.
Aiming low
case.
And then self-fulfilling prophecies. Yeah.
I can be faithful.
You can't even
at
disagree.
Least I used to be able to.
Yeah.
That part of you withered and died like a Rottweiler's tail.
I can be
tail.
Faithful for like stretches at a time. Maybe not consecutively. But
at least you're honest.
I can get a nice run.
My
going.
Percentages are amazing. I'll put it that way. It's I'm not the type, like, in
I
a relationship.
I used to be good. I didn't cheat on her.
Who?
Stupid.
Maureen?
Yeah.
Well, you're a kid. I didn't cheat when I was little either.
Oh, really? No, I cheated when I was, like, 19 and stuff.
I still remember the first time, like, I was talking with my roommate who also had a long-distance girlfriend about it. And then a girl knocks on our suite door.
Did you tell the story last
week? Yeah. And he walks in and she's like, okay, I got some banging to do. I'm just like, what? This can happen? And
well, how'd you think?
No, he didn't. What?
I, like, when I was little, it just didn't cross my mind to cheat. And then I saw my roommate cheating on his girlfriend in front of me. And it was literally like seeing a lightning bolt hit an open field and then fire remained afterward. Oh. And I'm like, I can do something with this.
So he's the one who ruined you.
Yes.
Well, for me, it was like when I was younger.
I forgot his name. Mikey something Jewish.
Feel feelings.
Played soccer.
But, yeah, that died.
No, I can feel feelings. I just,
I don't know. Coping mechanism? Because, like.
I know why.
Why?
Don't worry. We're not going to play psychoanalyze Will.
We could talk about dead babies.
No, we can't.
No, we're not talking about
literally,
dead babies.
Literally, every third appearance
there.
Is just, hey, guess what? We should abortions.
No, yeah. We're not going there.
All right.
It's played out.
And what is it then?
No.
Come on, open up, Ronnie.
We'll text. We'll text later.
Yeah, in between your sextings.
Yeah, you owe me.
We don't sext.
In between. Sure you do. That's speaking why you wore your
yoga
pants.
Oh, I thought
pants.
You meant me and Will.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
We don't sext.
I like how it's we don't sext, and then it goes, Will, we don't sext. It's like, which of these is Veronica's lying voice?
No,
the one that's five octaves higher.
Veronica owes
we
me.
We don't. Yes. I owe you. Yeah. I don't
see. I've never
pictures.
Sexted first, and that's
this...
how I feel with her still. I'm like, 5 years.
Let me
one
make
nipple.
This
come on.
Very clear. I do not send pictures to the multiple requests that I get from
ooh,
my friends.
She's popular.
I do not ooh. Send pictures unless you are my boyfriend, and even then, I probably won't send a picture.
That makes you an awful girlfriend. Then I'm sorry if you're dating. You should
no,
get those
he can
nonstop.
Take them with his phone.
Well, that's, I guess, what, to show all his friends?
No, he better not show his friends.
See, I think
but if
it
you are just my buddy, you're not going to get a picture.
I think it crosses a line when you text or email a photo to a friend. But if you just hold up your phone and you're like, look at these knockers, that's not crossing a line.
Yes, it is.
All no. Right.
Do you want to see what else betrayal. You could have gotten last week?
Oh,
had you acted better?
Don't show these
if
photos.
If I acted better? Yeah.
If you behaved yourself.
I can't believe you have these pictures of yourself just hanging out on your phone.
Well, no, because the one
is
was
this
old.
Why you made the big production out of like getting your phone's data swapped over at Verizon? You're like,
you know,
how do I get old pictures off but saved so I could bring them back?
No, I saved them.
Okay.
Like, it's always good to have for blackmail purposes.
But, oh, my God.
Oh, that's exactly
that is why I don't send pictures.
I've never.
Well, no, because I was like mid-breakup when I got my new phone. So I was like, I don't know how ugly this is going to get.
That's why I don't send pictures.
Everything's fine.
Thank you.
I never did anything.
You just.
Yeah. And even like.
Well, no.
During
it's,
the worst
it's a trust
one,
thing. Like
I've never done that to anybody.
Oh, like, I've had women. Yeah.
And I've had people threaten to kill me.
But you've thought about it.
And I still didn't do that.
But I've had not even,
thought crossed
not
my
even
mind.
Daggers, like rolling pins jammed in my back. And I've still never crossed the nudie release line. But yeah, it's yeah. always nice to know that there is that little red phone option to just 5, 6 a.m.
Exactly.
Be like, hey, guess what's on your Facebook profile? Bye-bye!
Oh, my God.
This girl
such
at lunch.
Has been tagged in a video of me nailing her doggy style
yeah,
while
exactly.
wearing a stripper outfit.
And especially you dream that they have a job like Veronica where you're like, why do I have 64 likes when you're checking your phone at lunch? And it's just, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What is
no.
this picture of me? The lighting's weird. My eyes look nice. I'm looking up at something. Scroll down, scroll down. Oh, my God.
And that's why I don't send pictures.
Mule City.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, so what I sent you was just stock footage.
Oh, I didn't even but get a
I did
this
take
is me
one.
Right now.
Oh, I did. But you didn't get it. Because that one, if what I sent you.
Is it you, like, holding today's newspaper, just the sports
almost.
Section?
Almost.
Harbaugh versus Harbaugh and Will's penis.
If what I sent her was the Sandy Hook tragedy.
Yeah.
What's waiting in the wings is the goddamn Holocaust.
Oh, my God.
So many little coffins. And some testicles.
Oh, so, yeah.
Nice, nice.
I thought it'd be funny.
I just hope it's you gaped, just you doing a goatsy.
Oh, stop.
No, it's your
bag hanging out.
I feel it's funny and sexy. That's what I try for.
Like Tia Leone on that show she did in the day. Oh, my God. We can do the prepped bits. We can do the TV bits. I kind of want to do the TV bit I had.
I thought that
was a solid bit. Shut up. All right. Shut up, you damn dirty liar. You come to the house and watch 6 effing hours of True TV every night. You watch way more TV than me.
No, because I'll like watch Pawn Stars when I'm eating. That's about
it. But you watch several hours of it. In terms of actual staring at
the TV. The past couple nights, because I haven't gone to the gym because I've been sore. But normally, no. It's like shovel food in my face. Maybe watch 30 minutes of TV.
I've seen so much of those. Was it Pawn Stars and American Restorers? What the hell's it called?
I don't know. It was American Restoration.
Yeah, the idiots that fix the vehicles. What did I see? Pawn Stars, Hick version. What's that one called?
Cajun Pawn Stars.
You watch so much of this crap. I mean, I've seen like just
the
a
worst
fraction
is,
of what you put down. So please, don't say you don't watch TV.
The hardcore
That's
pawn?
That's all I ask.
Because, I mean, it's
you watch that?
No.
You watch the one with Les?
No, that's Hardcore Pawn.
Hardcore Pawn.
Where I wanted
crap.
To go visit it when I was in Michigan, but didn't quite make it.
Off of the 8 Mile?
Why were you in Michigan?
Banging a whore?
Yeah. Dropping
Seriously?
Lizzies.
Dropping Lizzies. Lizzodes.
But, yeah, I was going to say, I was right near your house, actually, because I looked up where you're from.
How do you know where I'm from?
It says on Facebook.
Stalker. No, it doesn't.
Did you pay mom a visit?
It says,
were you
like
even.
Striking eyes,
Don't
Mrs. Johnson?
How far even. Do you live from the flight club in Inkster, Michigan?
Ugh.
What?
Seriously? And that's not her last name. Huh. Thanks.
Just a hypothetical.
From we're a ways from Inkster. Inkster's
oh. Menage a trois? Is
Aren't
that
you
how it's
from
pronounced?
Like suburban de Troyes?
I always pictured her like
kinda.
Way far away from anything. Just
no,
living on a farm.
I'm closer to Ann Arbor.
Learning about
in the
sex
UP.
From livestock banging.
How far are you from Jackson, then? I was also there.
Half an hour, 45 minutes?
Yeah, I spent Thanksgiving night at a strip club with 4 strippers in Jackson.
Oh, it does say where I'm from. You're disgusting.
Well, 5 if you count the chick I was with.
Oh,
but
my
4
God.
Working at the club.
Seriously?
And the hottest one had obviously just had a baby, so it was not. It was a sad state of affairs.
Oh, God.
Did she
really have to
why.
Put in those boob maxi pads?
No, but she just had like stretch marks galore.
That's but Were they fresh? Them. Were they red?
I don't know. It was pretty sad.
She might have had the kids in the past then, because don't you, after you poop out a kid, don't you just put in the boob maxi pads for a while? Because otherwise you're just like...
When you're breastfeeding?
Well, yeah, I don't think she like got discharged from the hospital earlier that night.
Just put in the mega staples on the C-section scar. So she can give lap dances without opening up.
But I'm proud of myself. I spent both Thanksgiving night and Christmas night at a nudie bar, a la Al Bundy.
I did the Christmas
that
with you.
So
it was sad.
So
I talked about it on
sad.
The show. I was just like, this is a sad moment.
That's so sad.
I was with loved ones and women both times.
That is so sad. You're paying fat hookers to dance in front of you. That's sad.
No, like the... Well, actually, yeah, Thanksgiving night was a bust, but the other nights was good. Like the Penthouse Club in Detroit. Some quality
Christmas
there.
Night. Christmas Eve night. You were
I was
in
with
Detroit.
Him. Oh, no. Thanksgiving, I was in Detroit.
Yeah, Christmas.
Or
it was
Thanksgiving,
with me
I was
and...
in Jackson. I think the night before I was in Detroit. And then before that, I was in Lansing.
All right. The show has gotten just...
Horrible.
There's not a word per se for it. It just doesn't feel good. Like, if I had a spidey sense
well,
for...
Speaking
kind
of
feels
which,
like you need to take a shower.
Are we going to Baltimore? Yeah. Strip club tomorrow? Rioting?
If they win, especially like if it's a blowout, which I don't think... If they win, we'll peace out and we'll go to Baltimore.
So you're staying here tomorrow.
They're winning. They can't lose.
I pretty much feel that way. I hope Kaepernick gets really faked out. And are we doing a Super Bowl talk? Do you want to do a damn Super Bowl
Why
segment?
The hell not? What time is it?
It's 3:28. We can ride the Super Bowl to the end.
No, we could do whatever, but we should get it in.
We
I
need
say
to discuss it. Let's do a little show prep in case people don't know what the Super Bowl is. Wait, everyone does, so we don't have to introduce it. I just have to preface this by saying you're going to hear it on Monday after the Super Bowl is completed. At least, I believe that will be the case. And we're recording Saturday, so we don't know who's won. And that is how time works. Continue, Will.
All right. I'm going to do the same thing when I lie to a woman, which is hedge my bets. Is that the expression?
Oh, I just pinch their nipple really hard. I'm like, this is the truth. You better believe it.
Okie doke.
So I actually kind of expect the Ravens to win,
really?
Which knowing my luck means the 49ers will win.
Let me look up the point spreads because I want to say Vegas has 49ers by four and a half.
Goddamn rookie quarterback.
That's how I feel. But their O-line is sick, and they got Frank Gore.
Yeah, but the Ravens have murderers on them.
That's true. They can just stab a man and then hide
they
the suit
pull
afterwards.
The last Boy Scout. Like Ray Lewis's defensive player.
Yeah.
Just strips the ball.
Eight life a bitch. Bam.
Gunning mother effers down.
Talking off mic. Talking off mic.
Let's make it really hard for him.
Talking off mic.
We'll wait until he's back.
What are you looking at in your pretty pink phone?
Don't you love my phone? I just got the case.
No, it's one of those like extremely.
I know. And
San Fran 4. God, I am good.
What's the word I'm looking for? Cumbersome?
It is, and I don't like it, but I had no
choice. But see, like this? Look how sleek and aesthetic that is.
I had one like that, and I dropped the phone, and
I dropped this last night.
All right, this isn't the tech spinoff of Papa's Basement. We're just talking Super Bowl. 4-point underdogs.
The Ravens?
Yes.
God damn it.
I feel the same as you. I'm a little shocked that a rookie quarterback who really has been inconsistent.
Do they give the projected score?
No, not what I checked. You're probably just going to get an over.
Don't forget about the 6-point spread.
All right, Damone. Yeah,
I woke up.
I'm picking the Ravens.
Mood.
I'm picking the Ravens. Which, if Monday, I don't know. I actually pick pretty well on this show. I'm going to go Ravens. Do I pick blowout or do I pick close game?
I think close.
Hedge
I think
my bets. Going to go close game. There's a chance the Ravens blow them out. I just don't
see the
30-20
Ravens, like somewhere in that range.
I was going to go with 24-21.
64-2, Ditka.
Only because you got. What are you doing for that, by the way? You actually are working throughout the
Unless
Super Bowl?
Unless people cancel, which may
of
happen.
Of course they did.
Oh, I forgot the game was on.
Just swing on by. We're watching it
If I end up like in Alexandria at 9, I mean, I got to go like straight on Beltway 95.
Well, of course. We'll head over to Baltimore.
And then if I
win.
Find out they're losing, I'm just going to stop at Showcase Theater.
Oh, another strip club.
Yes.
Outside of Maryland's Baltimore.
Inside the Beltway.
Yeah, close
Not
enough.
Up to 95 corridor. I wish I knew what happened to that old Brazilian whore I used to talk to.
She did what old whores do and
football.
Died.
How
yes.
did we get from football to Brazilian whores?
Will said her. A few words.
It's the love of my life.
She was disgusting. She, the Brazilian whore you're obsessed with, that you still bring up to this day.
That's how much I miss her. It's my one true love.
You realize Brazilian.
Your one true love, you call the Brazilian whore.
Yeah, she, and
that
I met her.
I'm not judgmental.
Up.
Out of respect for what they had, I never got a lap dance from her myself. But
your buddy did. I think he S'd on her T's. What was his name?
Who?
Jew.
Oh, God. Kaplan.
There we go. E.B. Kuykenberger.
Oh, God. I can't believe that you would have a woman that did that with a friend.
With implants like that?
I guess you just...
Maybe I remember being hotter than I was.
She was disgusting in the face. There's no...
Because I wasn't as beautiful as I am now back then.
You got to look at the cover of, oh, man.
I have her card still. I can look at her anytime I want.
Look at the cover of City of Lost Children on DVD. That's what her face looked like. And then she just had big fake teeth.
Who's looking at a woman's face? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Guys are more hardwired to look at faces than women.
Wait, what?
It's a weird fact. Like, if you're looking at a random picture for, like, banging purposes, not even, just if you're looking at a random photo... Guys look at a chick's face more than women.
Not me.
Look at a dude's face.
I believe it
really?
Was our own father who told me it doesn't matter because you F with the lights off anyway.
He told me that same advice when it came to banging like anyone of any color. We were watching a Salt and Peppa video.
Oh, ew.
Oh my
no.
God.
And I was
Boy, like, was that lesson lost on me.
Because I noticed he watched tons of Telemundo and that as well. And
I'm
I was
all down
like,
for the Espanol, but not the... BET.
Oh, it's all good.
No.
It's all good.
If it looks like a wallet turned sideways,
It's all good. I like how you responded like that's what you're packing as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Wallet
not.
P. Johnson.
Who do you have? Who do you have in the game and what are you doing for the game, Veronica? Because I'm going to a friend's house to eat a bunch of subs.
I really don't care. I'm not.
Good answer. That's how any woman should answer anything about the Super Bowl.
That's crap.
No,
and if you were to talk to my friend Tracy, she would have serious issues with you.
Why? Tell me about Tracy.
She's a huge Skins fan.
Is she? Okay.
Like, huge.
If you're a
She's
girl,
a bigger Skins fan than
Skins
half the guys
fan, you mean
I know.
She hangs out at Jackson's with you and hopes that Chris Cooley gets drunk
no,
and
she
pumps
goes
a load
to like
her.
Exactly. She's like, only white, only position players.
No, she
Go.
Goes to the games, like every game she can, she goes to. She's a huge fan.
Why wouldn't you just watch it on TV for free? That seems like a horrible experience.
Because she's a
spoken
fan
like a true Papa Georgia. No, that's
it.
A horrible game day experience. That
all I
field.
Remember from like watching Barry Bonds on his home run streak when I lived in LA was like pissing at the trough urinal in Dodger Stadium.
Was there ice inside it? Was
no,
it
but
one
the
of those
water
fancy
kept
ones?
Moving.
Okay,
so it's like if you really needed to, you could.
I like when they have the ice
cup.
And it steams.
Oh, they have that.
I've seen ice in a trough urinal before.
Well, like strip club?
Keeps the stink down. Nah, just
I would
various
say
boardwalks.
The one thing I have seen, Penthouse Club in Detroit had baby wipes in the men's room.
Very nice.
That was considerate.
Very nice.
In case you need to push mud
yeah.
between lap dances.
And you work yourself into a lather. You don't want to smell
feel
bad.
Clean.
You don't want to smell bad for those dancing princesses.
Oh, God. I could feel my pits sweating.
Whatever. So can I.
It's freezing in here. I'm just disgusting.
So your ribs are getting cold? I get weirded out by girls into anything beyond local team football.
And why?
Because I think it's like a transparent.
I thought you meant like high school football. Like,
no, no, no. I meant like if a chick wants to put on a jersey and sit around and watch, you know, the Redskins in our case, that's fine. But if you act like you're hardcore into stats and you're just really living, breathing football, to me it reeks of.
Speaking of which, Dad,
I just want to be one of the guys. I'm just fitting in. And it's all a man trap. That's what I see it as, a man trap.
Why?
Why
can't some girls just like football?
It just doesn't work on their brain.
Why?
I don't like football.
Just science. I don't know how to explain it beyond that.
If
your
I don't give an ish to watch the Super Bowl.
It's fine for guys to like football.
Why?
It's just weird if
but
girls do.
But it's weird
do.
For girls to like
yes.
it.
Yes.
I'd say it's Why? Weird for guys to like football.
Why?
Because you're watching a bunch of black dudes in tight pants wrestle each other.
You know, when you say it like that,
and
now
talk
I know
about,
why I love it.
You refer to guys as studs. Like, ooh, he's a 22-year-old
That's
stud.
Really, really creepy and cucky, and I'm with you 100%. Referring to anyone as a stud, or that guy's a beast.
He's a stud quarterback.
Well, no,
I wish he'd bang my wife
exactly.
while I masturbate in the corner and
it's
cry.
Stud sounds creepy. If you call him a beast,
oh my God.
He sounds like a subhuman.
Did you see that face?
She's like, guys can do that?
No,
I've wasted so
wrong.
Much of my love life.
Ooh, Jason Witten, let me tell you.
Jason
Who?
Witten.
Isn't that the
Cowboys.
Fat, tight end, like, SI writer?
No.
That's Whitlock.
He's a beautiful, tall, blonde boy on the Cowboys. I
he's probably
him.
Packing a solid 3.5.
That'd be great. Like, he's Brendan Fraser in Bedazzled. Where he be? Is it Bedazzled? Yeah. Where he's
no,
is Liz Hurley is the yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's real gay watching
remember,
Liz
yeah.
Hurley is the sexy devil.
I just remember
run
that
off
from
18
the
batches
ass.
To that one because it was gay porn.
Oh.
It was amazing. Woman was the best there ever was.
I don't know about that, but even from the ads, she looked hot.
If I'm just throwing out there off the top of my head, best there's ever been, and I say Liz Hurley, it's going to be hard to top that. Just
really
greatest yeah. looking chick ever.
Yeah, like just off top of the head. Not
Liz
you're sitting there
Hurley?
Brainstorming.
Jenny
oh, God.
McCarthy?
Really?
Really?
No. Jenny McCarthy looks like filthy Chicago L trash with implants.
Over like Angelina Jolie?
F her. Skinny
really?
Bitch. Yeah. Dude, you can see like she's got more veins
oh,
sticking out of her
arm than I do.
She's
definitely too skinny right now. But like back Mr. and Mrs. Smith, she's gorgeous.
I don't know. Jolie's had a lot of work
nah.
done. I like to believe Liz Hurley is all
Perry?
Real.
I think Kate Beckinsale is gorgeous.
I don't know
she's
who that
pretty
is.
Girl.
Kate Beckinsale's really good.
Katy Perry.
Kate and... What's that
Katy Perry needs a lot of makeup slathered on her face. Not that
As
she is
do
a,
all women.
Like a 10.
I've been
What's
getting a lot of, hey, you look like Katy Perry's.
Really?
I've been
do.
Getting that a lot lately.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
you need implants.
Does. Yeah, you still need them big old tatas.
You just need
No,
imp-
thank you.
If you're going to look like Katy
Ew,
Perry, you need
I would not
big
want
jugs.
Them.
But she
I
does have like
them.
The, because she got the blue eyes and dark hair.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Excellent
you need to wear
features.
Like the Elmo shirt and then get implants.
No.
Why not?
How much you packing up top, Ronnie J?
Money well spent.
I'm not answering that. Seriously?
You need to spend time with the other co-hostess, who's been very lazy about getting hers, by the way.
Which one?
Arena.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She's getting a boob job?
She's talked about it, yet never done it.
If she
I
wants me to love her,
after
she will.
Kids.
Just like me saying the show will go somewhere, and yet.
It never
I was going to say, did I burn that bridge with my awful treatment of her?
Probably. I don't know. She hasn't.
Why were you mean to
she
her?
Hasn't said
I wasn't.
Anything
I was
one
just
way
being
or the
myself.
Other.
You were just being you.
And she's like.
You are a hard pill to swallow sometimes.
No, I'm not. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm not, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, you like, are.
Do you all just not get that you're supposed to be entertaining on here and not just talking about your worthless lives?
Not everyone has to be entertaining.
Abortions aren't always entertaining, Will.
Well, I agree to disagree. Yeah.
When you see them walk out of that room and they're all drooly like a dog that just got spayed.
Oh, wow. You saw yours
knocked
out?
Seriously. Did you seriously just say that? You are horrible.
I don't know. She might have been faking it. I think she might have taken the money.
Just to up the empathy.
Pulled the old switcheroo. No, I think she might have taken that money and run. Started a new life.
Really?
Yeah, who
knows? With your bastard child that I'm sure she'd love to have to take care of.
No, she's saying herself. Fake the pregnancy.
Oh, no, no. Oh. I'm saying fake everything. She may have had the kid. Who knows? I can't keep track of these things. It's too much work.
Oh, my God. Oh my god!
I'm just picturing you like.
I feel like I need to go to church.
Well, because she did have like a couple kids like right after, but I think those were the replacement babies.
A little piece of parchment and like little Ben Franklin bifocals, and you've got a quill pen, and it's just this list of women you've raw dogged, and you're like
potential
child,
baby?
Question mark? And then you touch the quill to your tongue again.
No, because at the time I was actually interested, and like I'm pretty sure the birth dates didn't line up.
Okay.
Well, she was, like, pregnant for 11 months.
You put some thought
into
that.
An elephant baby. No.
So she had an abortion and then got knocked up 2 months later?
Well, that happens quite often.
Okay, she is a whore.
They regret their decision.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, I think she, like, got married out of spite and the whole thing. It was ugly.
She got married out of spite.
No, she did, because then she's still, like, talking to me. Like, I'm not even going to get into it. It was nasty, though.
I can't tell you how many girls have, like, we've ended things, and then they try to buddy up with me while seeing the next guy. And I'm always just like,
oh, it wasn't like buddy up. Like, try to like piss me off. I was like, I don't care, dude.
Oh, really? No. Yeah. Mine is like, oh, this guy isn't as good as you. You want to do this, you want to do that. And I'm just like, God, you're a whore.
Yeah, that is like, so not how I operate.
There's no way you weren't doing this behind my back.
No,
then.
Like, I only talked to like two or three of the women I slept with. And it's funny because the last one was like all pissy. Like, ah, you talked to such and such. And like
75%.
But, and then when we're, I don't know,
Veronica,
it's just funny because, you know, I don't end up talking to her, and it's just, it was such a contentious issue for her for some reason.
All right.
I wouldn't care.
What, keeping up?
Yeah.
What's the point? It's just wasted time. Wasted
I don't
energy.
Abandon people because I know what it's like to be on the other end of the stick.
Yeah, no,
and
I'm done with you, I'm done with you.
And I do have a code of honor.
It depends how rancorous it was with me. If I was very pissed at you, even though I typically don't like the drama involved of, and I'm not going to talk to you, I will do it to spite you.
You'll do what to spite
like,
you?
Like, I won't talk to them, especially if they start reaching out via text and crap like that. Yeah. Like,
see,
I get such a bone ignoring the text.
I don't ignore people.
I'm just like, look, what I'm doing.
But then you make them
typing,
think that
bitch.
You're still interested.
What gives me control over them.
You're such a jerk.
Why?
Why not just let them go?
Well, no, if they're coming to mess with him, then he's
because
he's going
to
topsy-turvy it on that mother
effer. Just let him go. But no, you can't because you want these random little women circling your little orbit so you have options. Yes, you are a typical man.
When
no,
did you
I
start
don't.
Moving your finger
you
about like a woman of color?
That's
you prove a point. Yeah.
Dude, woman of color. This is your douche.
Dude, I don't sleep with like
love you,
half the women I could.
Are.
So I'm
oh, my God. Give the man a medal.
I don't either, but it's because I like video games. It's just like, that's a lot of travel time.
Oh, I don't, because I'm believe it or not, I like to feel a connection with people.
You know what is really sad? I realized that 6 months ago when I was 31.
What?
Like, I was banging out the girlfriend of that time, and I was like, you know what? She's not particularly good in bed, but I'm enjoying this because I actually care about her. Maybe that's necessary for
sex. Oh, no. That's the worst.
Yeah,
that's when you cheat.
That's important.
No.
Yeah.
Hello?
I literally, this is going to sound like I'm being funny. I'm not. I thought you would just bang anyone you could.
No.
That you were, like, thought was physically attractive.
Yeah.
Just,
oh,
like,
no, that's, I'm the opposite of you. At 29, I was like, you know what? All that matters is the sex.
Oh,
nothing
no,
else.
No, no. Like, I suddenly was like,
if she gives you
a
rod like a steel pole, it's the only thing that matters in life. Nothing
oh
else is of
God.
Any significance whatsoever.
You're going to be a lonely, lonely man.
Well, no,
I'm like De Niro. The man makes a point. I'm alone, but I'm not lonely.
The man makes a point.
So you should bang anything that gets you going.
If the girl gets you going that much, yes. I'm saying there's sometimes you bump into girls that are like, I don't know, sixes, something like, you know, let's say a six, six and a half, maybe even a seven. We'll be gracious. And for whatever
like
reason.
Like Ronnie J.
For whatever reason, they could be good to go.
Ronnie J is an 8 or a 9.
And I'll always say this: 5 and 9, above.
9, thank you.
All right.
What's your wait? What would you call a 10? Because I think like Megan Fox is like a 10.
See, I'd call some like filthy, fake teed porn whore.
He would be like vintage Jenna J.
Oh God, it's funny. I was talking.
You're saying a nasty, dirty stripper porn slut is a 10, and I'm not.
Well,
are we talking beauty or are we talking like
I'm talking whole package.
He's like, if you bring Ronnie J's brains into it, of course she's a 10, but I got balls that need licking.
Wait, what was the question? I already forgot. I'm going to try to filch
I heard
out of
balls
it
that need licking. And
no. All right.
My brain shut down.
What? I don't know. I really don't grade women on the 10 scale, to be
really?
Honest.
Yeah, you
I think
do.
It's no, I don't.
Do you subscribe to the
he
binary
does.
Then? Yeah, I'm a big tensy. I don't do binary.
Binary, just yay
yes
or nay.
Or no.
Yeah. Would I or wouldn't I?
It's all subjective, man. Like people. Like,
no, not the binary.
Do you remember
zero,
when
one.
Like people thought Kirsten or Kristen Dunst or whatever the hell her name was so hot when Spider-Man?
Oh, she's like a one.
She's a goblin.
She's ghastly.
She could have played goddamn Hobgoblin in that movie.
She's like bones and nipples, but I say that like in a not negative way.
She's
but people think like
tooth.
She's saying, "Oh, Megan Fox is so hot." I don't think so.
No,
oh,
Megan
I think
Fox,
Megan Fox
okay, she's
is all right. Gorgeous.
You would see her in real life and be like, "Oh my god!"
Honestly, like. Yeah. As far as like celebrities
Dude, I would do
go,
Megan Fox.
I would say Katy Perry's up at the top.
Yeah.
Gaga when she's not looking like an A.
She's
got
gross.
A F face.
She's gross.
See, I like the witch nose.
It's not even the schnoz. She has that.
Yeah,
eroded weak,
teeth.
That No, that eroded Dago chin, the yeah. Simpsons chin.
She'd be nibbling on your nutsack like a squirrel. She's got nice legs and nice ass.
Oh, great
not
body.
Not anymore.
Lower. Great body.
Oh, yeah, she's a big fat, fatty pig
yeah.
fatty.
Yeah, she's got a little beefy.
But, okay, so old Gaga, like 2007 Gaga.
Sure.
She still looked like a girl. I don't keep up with pop culture as much as I used to.
Me neither. Well, it's not like celebs that I cover.
Are hot.
Like, I would rarely, I'd rather just like a friend be like, oh, here's my jugs. How you been? You know, like sends a text. Like, to me, that's fun. I don't care to look
at. Wait, you want your friend to send a picture of her boobs and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, it's great.
Why?
It's a nice conversation
why
starter.
Why?
It shows you care.
If you're not dating her, why do you need that?
So you can crank to it?
Yeah.
Your friend. Just your friend.
Who is a
no
woman
romantic
friend
interest at all?
That you don't that you're either not attracted to and want to bone or have boned and would bone.
I again. Have tons of guy friends that I'm not
you're a woman.
Into. And then I went
yeah,
and hooked
because
up
you
with,
like
but I
them,
like, as friends.
They're
kissing your ass. I'm trying to think.
No, they don't kiss my ass.
Yeah,
it's like 1 in 100 where you'll have a chick
I
friend.
Consider you my friend.
Yeah, but you want to plow me.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
She smiled as soon as she
I
said that.
I promise you.
She's getting a tingle in her giant just thinking about
how
it.
How could I possibly want to do that knowing all of the nasty whores you've been with?
Because I'm disease-free, baby. I got the papers to prove it.
I don't believe that.
I'll get tested second. Just for you, Ronnie J.
That's love.
And
that
you
call
me Ronnie J.
Yeah.
No. What? You're the only person I let get away with calling me Ronnie, by the way.
Why? You don't like being compared to the great Ronnie Spector?
Oh, I thought it was like a Jersey Shore thing.
No, I'd say if anything, I got it from Ron Bennington, Ronnie B.
Ronnie B, okay.
I have no idea who these people
Ron
are.
Ron Bennington's a great, great man. You worked at Sirius. How dare you not know that?
I worked for XM. Let's
oh, he was
straight.
An XM man.
Yeah. Oh,
the
whatever.
Opie and
I worked in Merrifield. It doesn't count.
I guess.
Merrifield. We weren't in the good office.
Was in the good office.
Yeah, I hate you.
Working a bad job. It evened out.
What the hell is in Merrifield? Like
they had,
here?
They had a bunch of satellite offices.
They had no. There was one. They had
that was
IT.
It. I thought there was two.
It was IT and like customer service was based in Merrifield.
What
That's
do you
where
do?
I worked for a year. Well, I haven't worked for them for 3 years. Now I'm at a government contractor. I'm a contracts administrator.
Ooh.
But back Ooh. Then,
I just imagine her like walking around like dressed like Sarah Palin, doing nothing.
Hair in her bun. Yeah,
absolutely
tossing
not.
Her hair with her
lensless secretary glasses on. Yeah,
we have the same thoughts. Glasses. Yeah. I need new glasses.
So just get them at CVS. What are those?
Probably
the glasses
like Sharon stoning people in the cubicle opposite of her.
I have nothing
I have
to hide.
Office.
Look at my pooch, Newman.
What, you have an office?
Yes.
I know. I hear that from people my age, and I'm like, oh, what have I done with my life?
Nothing.
We can have offices.
Can I impregnate you on your desk?
No.
M'lady. You didn't let him finish. Make it all classy.
No.
Please?
I don't think I could get the clearance to take you back to my office.
Ooh.
To be honest.
Because I'm a terrorist.
Is there a dumpster that retains heat behind your building? You can work with that.
My last name has too many vowels.
Oh, my God.
Not allowed in Whitey's office.
That's true. A single...
If
la, 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 la.
You have an O next to a U. That's not American.
Sounds like Abdullah.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. We just pissed away a whole show. It's impressive.
Isn't that the show?
Yeah.
In and of itself, like Seinfeld?
Show about nothing. Yeah, that's us.
I love it.
Can't believe we did the whole show,
All right, what's
though?
Your talking points? Because we got 5 minutes. So let's
about. We have 10 minutes.
No. Squire needs to come in and set up shop.
Yeah, that would make us one of the other prick J's.
Try to shine a flashlight through your leggings and see what he can see. Like the bear that went over
God,
the mountain.
Oh, my God, stop it. You'll be nice.
With one of those cop batteries out of like the 4D.
The boat lights.
He's like, let me examine under this console. Hey, Ronnie, I can't see these wires when your legs are crossed.
Veronica is in yoga pants today. I do wonder what would happen if you just flashed a boat light to the backside of that. Yeah, use
the
flashlight on
an
iPhone. Not the same effect, but go for it.
Wait.
I feel like I'm being abused right now.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you couldn't see any labs from the front.
You can't
I'll say
see
that
anything.
Much. Will is now sticking his head
Seriously?
Pretty much under Veronica's seat.
They're
like he was a dog trying to get to know her and shining a flashlight at her yoga pants, which she's wearing pretty well.
Are you actually doing yoga?
I already went to the gym.
Yeah, but. Were you doing yoga or
she was
no.
about to and then
I
the
did.
Janitor
Pilates, Zumba.
The janitor she wants to bang.
He's
was
not the
Mills.
Janitor. He's
what
like
is
the
he
facilities
then?
Manager. Would you chill?
Well, if I told you I had a job as a facilities Ew. Manager, what would you say I am?
So you wanted to sit on his mop stick?
He's
exactly.
Hot.
Oh.
I was not expecting him to come in.
Espanol.
I'm like getting ready to do Brazilian butt blasters. And then
que mami culo grande. Que blanco culo.
Anyways.
I'm just picturing the janitor from Breakfast
he's
Club.
He's not a janitor.
Rico
he like manages
suave.
You know that
the
he was
center.
Voted most likely to succeed in his graduating class.
How great
you know
would
what?
Be
he's super cute. Shut
really?
Up.
Is he white?
Yes.
Where do you go that you have a white janitor? Do you go to
he's
a gym in Ohio?
He's not a damn janitor. I hate you.
This is perplexing.
Yeah. It's weird because like one... You're talking about a janitor.
He's not a janitor.
But he's white. And two, you don't normally slum with the help.
Did he come up behind you when you're bending over and go?
I wish he would. I'm kidding.
Did he just take a wet mop and smack it to your ass?
No, he's actually doing a polar plunge today.
Oh, really?
Crazy,
a polar plunge?
Crazy. You couldn't pay me to do one of those.
Oh, that's a real thing. I thought it was just like a euphemism for pole plunge.
No, you jump
thing.
Into the lake.
Those a-holes who like go into freezing water.
Oh, yeah. You mean
but he's doing it for
dicks
charity.
Who have things to prove to people.
No, yeah. He's doing it for charity.
Really?
Yeah, how about you raise money?
Oh, charity. I'm going to prove how good I am. Look at me,
you
world.
You can learn a lot from him, John.
No, like that stupid ass who
Do you
died
know
in
how
the
much
snowmobile accident or whatever.
That
the
I
X-game.
Give. Oh, God, he couldn't die enough for me. Do you know how much I give? To charity, and I just don't make a big deal about it.
Zero.
Liar.
You'll never know.
Liar.
Because I won't make a big
You're
deal
lying.
Of it. No, there,
we all know
there's
this.
A lot of things that I contribute to.
Oh, really?
What?
That was so inappropriate and unnecessary.
Who did that?
You're disgusting. You're as bad as
How could you do that right into the mic, Veronica?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, right.
You haven't even been drinking soda. That was manly.
I don't drink
That was
soda.
Positively resonant.
See, I've chewed gum this entire soda. Time and no one commented.
No, I heard it.
I just let you slide. You
Can
be
you really hear it?
Dick about it. Yes, you hear...
No, I'm deaf. Then.
You sound like you're gobbling. You just were... The entire opening of the show was, my phones don't work. And then you're like, oh, I didn't hear myself chewing gum. No, you didn't.
Oh, well.
That's what happens when we can't hear ourselves feedback-wise, but it's okay.
Yeah, I guess it just blended in with a in my right ear.
I do sound like a robot in my own headphones, and it's been that way for a month.
Why?
And they fixed
like the
nothing.
Frequency squashed or something?
Like, my voice comes out as a Speak and Spells voice.
I hate your face.
Yeah, I sound like I lost my Teddy trachea to cancer. I'm just
sit on my face. That was inappropriate.
Oh, God, I guess we can punch out on that, because why the hell not? It's it's not like we're going to squeeze a topic in.
I know. I've got 2 minutes.
We did it. 2 minutes.
Gold, Jerry. That was gold.
That was
it was
really
all
great.
Good. It was all good. To those who made it through, God bless you. I don't know how.
Who's this creep in the studio next door?
Is it a woman or a man? Is it?
Oh, I saw us looking.
Jugs McGillicuddy?
No, I wish.
Do you want to record on Wednesday?
Yes.
Wednesday, we'll 6 see. To 8. Maybe. Fine. You, me, maybe the other girl.
Let's do it.
A little menage.
Let's do
I want to see that girl again.
Hey.
I want to see that girl again so badly.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Irina.
No, screw those two.
I hope she's not listening.
No. I just meant screw you and Irina.
Oh.
The thin
screw
girl
you.
That was in here with big T's.
I don't think they're that big. It's just she's like kind of like olive oil skinny.
Wasn't she?
She's pretty shapely.
What?
And Veronica stretches and protrudes her chest as we say that.
No. Oh,
who was look the
at you. Why are you looking?
Look at you.
Yeah, look at him through this mobster-like windbreaker.
It's a hoodie.
You do look like a good fella. All right, we put on the music. That means
hoodie.
We got to punch out. This was Papa's Basement. I'm your host,
you
John
like
Papa
Giorgio. You're going to go kill... What's Fatty's name? The train guy? Bobby
Bobby.
Yeah.
Hey.
Get shot over a
model Blue Comet.
Track. I don't get it.
All right. I've been doing the show with Will Pop Giorgio and Veronica Johnson. You want to stalk Veronica? Do it through the show's Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Will's a little more direct. He's at Billy Basil for the personal stuff and his band at Gray Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y. They're also the music that you heard in the beginning.
Yeah, so buy it and
ooh,
watch our
that.
New video on YouTube.
There you go. Gray Sky Eternal. You want me? Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Has new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And the iTunes subscription link. If you do anything with an iPhone, an iPad, an iPod, I don't even know what iCrap they got out. But all that stuff, subscribe via
I
iTunes.
I would have said I see, but can't say that on the radio.
No, you can't. You're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.